earth, sky.
Much of the agriculture in the western U.S. is grown in fairly arid climates, and the irrigation water in large part comes from snowmelt. So we have to watch very closely what's happening with snow.
You're listening to Philip Mote, director of the Oregon Climate Change Research Institute at Oregon State University. Dr. Mote is an expert on snowpack. That's the snow that accumulates in forests, valleys, and mountains in the western U.S. Dr. Mote said that from the Rockies all the way to the Cascades, springtime snowpack has declined, on average by about 10% over the past 50 years.
So it's a combination of less accumulation and more melt. The snow is melting earlier in the spring, and so when you get to the late summer, when most of the snow has melted and it's not raining yet, the stream flow can be quite low in some places.
That means less water available for irrigation. Dr. Mote said that this snowpack melt is a consequence of a warming climate. He added that since climate warming is expected to continue, water managers in the western U.S. are figuring out ways to depend less on water from snow.
It's not so much new sources as smarter use of water. Covering or lining canals to reduce leakage or evaporation, using drip irrigation instead of sprinklers, moving away from large green lawns in areas where water supply is a problem.
Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.